This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
And go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihan, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz band, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
Hello, all you hellbound freethinkers. That's Ethel Merman singing Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil in Hades. That's an Irving Berlin tune, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and I don't believe in original sin or hell, but if there were such a place, as the song says, we'd be in great company.
I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist of the airwaves. This is the May 11, 2013 broadcast of Free Thought Radio, Free Thought Radio podcasts, and we also broadcast in California and in New York and in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area and in central Missouri.
Free Thought Radio is the production weekly of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and FFRF is celebrating our 35th anniversary year as a national group this spring, and we hope not someday, but today you will join us at FFRF.org and swell our ranks. We want to crack 20,000 members. We're over 19,000. So join us and help us. We're the largest national association of freethinkers in North America. That means atheists and agnostics. And our other purpose, besides representing the point of view of the irreligious, is to keep religion out of government, which is what is dictated by the secular and godless U.S. Constitution.
Today, May the 11th, is the 125th birthday of Irving Berlin, the famous American composer and lyricist who wrote that song that we heard at the beginning of the show, Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil in Hades. That was from the 1938 movie Alexander's Ragtime Band.
And Irving Berlin, the point of this is that Irving Berlin, as you can tell from those lyrics, was a non-believer.
Who else would write words like that? That's right. The man who wrote God Bless America didn't believe in God. He actually wrote that song not for himself, but for a character in one of his musicals.
And wasn't Irving Berlin Jewish?
Well, yes. Irving Berlin came from a Russian Jewish immigrant family, but they were secular Jews, non-believing Jews, and Irving was never a believer. One biographer wrote, music was his religion. So listen for some of Irving Berlin's music in today's show. A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody, Blue Skies, Alexander's Ragtime Band, and There's No Business Like Show Business.
And also this week, May 12th, is the birthday of comedian George Carlin, who died in 2008.
Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
So we have kind of a theme going here, talking about hell and rejecting it.
And later today, we're going to talk with a high school activist Daniel Koster. He's from Orlando, Florida. Daniel was one of the people who distributed free thought literature last week in 11 Orange County schools as a response to the January distribution of Bibles in those same schools.
And before we talk with Daniel, Dan, you were down there. You flew down there to be part of that with our new chapter, David Williamson, and the
Central Florida Free Thought Community.
And so you weren't actually allowed in the schools, but right, you didn't set foot
but
in.
I was there with David and one of the schools, and we were interviewed. All of us were interviewed on the media. I got interviewed by Spanish radio, Univision, talking about, who did a good story about this issue.
And we got censored, and many of the Bible distribution was uncensored, and many of the books critiquing the Bible and pamphlets that we submitted to the school district to counteract this were censored. And so we'll be telling, there'll be some action on that. And now our guest on the second half of today's show, this high school student who was part of this distribution of free thought literature, Daniel Koster, started the, how do you say that, Wakiva?
Wakiva.
Wakiva Atheist and Secular Alliance. That's at his high school. And of course, he represents a growing movement among young people who are abandoning religion and fighting back by promoting secular values, reason, science, and the separation of state and church in their high school. So kudos to him.
Speaking of separating state and church, did you hear what Rick Santorum said last week while he was speaking before the NRA convention?
Why are they going after chaplains in the military saying they can't evangelize and proselytize?
And John Stewart had fun with that mispronunciation of, it sounds like prostitute and proselytize together.
But don't you see, he actually thinks our government should be using the military to evangelize and proselytize.
And what, by the way, did that... Yeah, that's our comment.
A Looney Tune. Okay.
And what did that have to do with the NRA anyway?
Who knows in their minds. But we do have a state church victory to report. A year ago, the Freedom From Religion Foundation's attorney, Andrew Seidel, wrote a letter to the Houston County. It's spelled like Houston, but it's pronounced Houston. The Houston County Schools in Georgia. His letter protested religious rituals at their graduation that year.
And we're happy to report a year later that that letter has borne fruit.
When students graduate from Houston County Schools later this month, they won't join in school-sponsored prayers or hear religious hymns. School Superintendent Robin Hines says they're making those changes this year after complaints about last year's graduation ceremonies. A Wisconsin group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote a letter to Hines last year. The group said several Houston County families had complained about religious content at the graduation ceremonies. Federal courts have ruled that school-sponsored prayer in public schools violates the First Amendment. Today, Hines said there won't be any prayers or religious-themed music this year because the district does not want to break the law.
And the purpose of graduation is to honor this milestone activity of these children who graduated, and we're going to do that absolutely appropriately. We believe that our graduation ceremonies will be the best anywhere.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, which filed the complaint, says they consider this a win. Co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor says people can pray silently and quietly at a public school ceremony, but should not impose that ritual on others. Gaylor also says there's nothing more important for the foundation than upholding the First Amendment.
We have sent out mass letters to superintendents in places like Kentucky and Tennessee, and I don't think that we have sent all the school districts in Georgia a reminder, and that's probably something we should be doing at this time of year, letting them know the clear law against religious devotions in our public schools.
That was WMAZ 13 out of Houston County, Georgia, and a clear victory for state church separation.
And two Supreme Court decisions against religious prayer invocations at public school commencements, and we are still having to continually mop up. And so congratulations to Andrew for that victory. And then last week, we're not quite ready to end the show. Last week, we did have a talk about the Women's Medical Fund, and because this week is the Mother's Day, and we traditionally tell people about the Women's Medical Fund and its work, I wanted to take a minute about that. And then we also have some news about the National Day of Prayer. The Women's Medical Fund is a Wisconsin-based charity founded by atheists, Ann Gaylor, my mother, Professor Bob West, who's a chemistry professor, and his wife at that time, Peg West, who's now deceased. And last year, this Pure as Ivory Soap charity, which pays for abortions for poor women, helped over 700 indigent women, many of them in Milwaukee, exercise their right under Roe versus Wade. Many women helped already this year. It's a 501c3 charity dependent on contributions from individuals, very little grant money coming through to help poor women who are not able to have abortions because of the religion-fostered cutoff of public funding for Medicaid abortions. And my mother tells me that she has approved funding for 39 women queuing up here. So we need help for the Women's Medical Fund. And if you are interested in helping the rights of poor women and contributing to a Pure charity, literally all the money goes to pay for abortions for indigent women. We invite you to contribute to the Women's Medical Fund, P.O. Box 248, Madison, Wisconsin, 53701. And this is the Women's Medical Fund based in Madison, Wisconsin. There's also a similarly named group in Pennsylvania. And it is deductible for income tax purposes. And you will be given secular sainthood if you contribute. And then also, last week was the National Day of Prayer. FFRF has sued and had a historic victory in Wisconsin court in 2010 that was overturned on standing. But I want to read the words of Judge Barbara Crabb. The same law that prohibits the government from declaring a national day of prayer also prohibits it from declaring a national day of blasphemy. Recognizing the importance of prayer to many people does not mean that the government may enact a statute in support of it any more than the government may encourage citizens to fast during the month of Ramadan, attend a synagogue, purify themselves in a sweat lodge, or practice rune magic. And we ran those words in a full-page ad that appeared in the Washington Post for the benefit of members of Congress and the president who have proclaimed this National Day of Prayer. And our ad said, don't let the Christian right hijack our secular constitution. It enjoined pious politicians, get off your knees and get to work. It said there can be no religious liberty without the freedom to dissent. And it pointed out that this law was passed in 1952 at the behest of Reverend Billy Graham. So enough said about that. We do have a victory in Colorado State Court over a Colorado Day of Prayer as well. And we have a case in Arizona. And then, Dan, we were going to talk about what in the next segment?
Well, speaking of May the 2nd, we're going to talk about the literature distribution that happened in Orange County, Florida schools on that day, coincidentally, the Day of Prayer, which they called a National Day of Reason. So stay tuned. We're going to hear from a young high school activist, Daniel Koster. He's a high school senior there. He started a free thought club, the Wakiva Atheist and Secular Alliance, on his Florida campus that is fighting Bible distribution in the school. So stay tuned. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor, and this is Free Thought Radio.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we're the serving as executive directors of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And
Annie Laurie, you've been on talking to the media a lot this week about a lot, especially about the Koontz, Texas. What's going on down there in Koontz, Texas?
Well, on Wednesday, this county judge issued a terrible ruling that basically a high school can have an official religion, an official school religion, and that can be Christianity. And this is a case that is FFRF is not actually a party to, but we started the whole thing when one of our staff attorneys wrote a letter of complaint to the superintendent in Coons County about something we hardly could believe was true, which was that cheerleaders were painting banners with Bible verses and Jesus saves and quoting 1 Corinthians, that Jesus was what gave them victory at football games and having players run through them. And this was as part of the official school function. And so the superintendent agreed with us this was inappropriate. And then those cheerleaders turned around and sued the school district. And then the school district basically capitulated. It was a very phony lawsuit because they basically said, fine, the cheerleaders aren't violating the establishment clause. And there was a measly four-paragraph decision by this Hardin County judge saying that that was fine. And so what FFRF would like to do is sue if students, parents, people in the bleachers come forward with standing, and we would go to federal court because there is 50-plus years of Supreme Court precedent against school speech promoting religion and including student-initiated prayer and religion at official functions such as graduation prayer. And it's just wrong. It's kind of haywire, and it sends a message that Christians are insiders and everyone else is outsiders and excluded, and if you're not Christian, you ought to convert. And even giving the victory, the credit for victory for football players, to Jesus. So it's sort of outrageous.
We started the show today with Ethel Merman singing the 1922 Irving Berlin song, Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil in Hades. Irving Berlin, by the way, the same man who wrote God Bless America, didn't believe in God. And this song is a counter to religious belief. And here's my version of Pack Up Your Sins.
I got a message from below. 'Twas from a man I used to know. About a year or so ago, before he departed, he is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you get heavy, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz bands, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. If you care to dwell where the weather is hot, H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot. If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare. All the nice people are there. They come there from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil. Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band. And his band came from Alabama with a melody hot. No one gives a damn if it's music or not. Satan's melody makes you want to dance forever, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. Your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because those jazz bands, they started picking it, they put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
So that's Irving Berlin song performed by Dan Barker on the BRF Dogma CD that is produced by FFRF. And actually, Dan, you've made three CDs that you can look under shop and find some good free thought music. And after the break?
Well, after the break, we're going to talk with the brave young man, Daniel Koster, who is a senior at Wakiva High School, who's protesting Bible distribution within 11 public high schools in Orange County,
and
Florida.
And you were there, Dan, too, and we'll be talking more about that and playing a news clip as well. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
I'm Dan Barker, and you're listening to Free Thought Radio.
And Irene Berlin.
Beware of dogma. This is Free Thought Radio.
New tonight at 10, Bibles, along with anti-God literature, will be available to students Thursday in almost a dozen Orange County high schools.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation will make atheist materials available at 11 Orange County high schools this Thursday on America's National Day of Prayer of all days. Organizers claim they are not recruiting new atheists, and they don't really want to be in the schools at all.
Visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation website and you'll find atheist pamphlets, brochures, and books. The group will take its message and materials to Wakiva High School and 10 other Orange County high schools Thursday. Brochures and pamphlets will be placed on tables for students to pick up.
Certainly our goal is not to recruit more atheists. We're just trying to make the point that everybody should be treated equally.
Daniel Koster is a student at Wakiva High. He's also an atheist.
A couple months ago, we had people handing out Bibles at the school, and we thought if they're allowed to hand out Christian materials, we should be allowed to hand out other materials.
January, the Christian group World Changers made Bibles available to students at Orange County High School.
This is all about equality. So if people are going to say they don't want atheist materials here, they also shouldn't want Christian materials here.
Tonight, the Orange County School District tells me they will permit the atheist pamphlets in schools to avoid any potential expensive lawsuits. In the Satellite Center, Keith Landry, Fox 35.
And that is Fox 35 News out of Orlando, Florida. I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. And the high school student who was interviewed on that segment is Daniel Koster, who we have on the phone with us. He just finished taking an advanced placement exam for, he's going on to college. He's a high school senior now. And we're really happy to have you on the show today, Daniel.
Oh, thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
So,
and did you meet Daniel? You were down there in Florida, Dan, for this
last
distribution.
Week, right. And that clip we just aired ran before the distribution, but I thought we should play it because you did such a good job of being interviewed there, Dan. But then since then, a lot has happened. So tell us about what you've done at Wakiva?
It's Wakiva.
Wakiva.
It's in Apopka, Florida, but the name Apopka High School was taken. So Central Florida Free Thought Community is a secular group, a church-state activism group that had a plan to distribute materials in 11 Orange County schools as a response to this Bible distribution to try to send the message to the school board that if you open up the schools to Christian groups, all sorts of different groups will come in. You don't get to choose just based on viewpoint who you want to let in. So we were going to come in and hand out atheist materials, and it went really well. Central Florida Free Thought Community rallied volunteers from all over the Central Florida area to go into the different schools with materials to put out at tables for the students to take and to send a message to the school board. Now, we had to get certain materials approved by the school board, and we got some of the Don tracts put out by FFRF that I'm sure you've seen before, some other great books like Age of Reason by Thomas Paine we got to put out. So it went really well. Wakiva High School has a club called Wakiva Atheist and Secular Alliance. It's a secular student alliance affiliate that I started about a year ago, and we're going pretty strong. So our plan was to distribute distribute materials through that club. We wouldn't have to have volunteers come in from the outside because we already had students here. So that's what we did. But when we started setting up, because we're a student group, we don't have to follow the same rules as outside groups. Like, we're allowed to talk to students, whereas outside groups are only allowed to set materials on the tables and leave them. And we're allowed to distribute whatever materials we want within reason. Outside groups had to get them approved. Unfortunately, our administration, there was a bit of a miscommunication, and they tried to apply the rules for outsiders to us. So really what they were trying to do was follow the law and make sure everything was done properly to keep anyone from getting in trouble. But the irony is that just 3 months ago, a Christian group came in from outside to Wakiva High School and the same 11 Orange County Public Schools and handed out Bibles, and we've documented people from outside the school talking to students and manning the tables or staffing the tables, which was against the rules. So the school was trying to enforce those rules for us, but we have to ask, why didn't they enforce those rules 3 months ago?
And we should maybe explain as background that there's a evangelistic group that sued, I think it was Collier County Schools.
That's right.
And the school board shouldn't have, but did, settle with the evangelists who wanted to distribute NIV interpretive Bibles, Old and New Testament, and it's one of their purposes to bring Bibles and Christian prayer back into the public schools.
The World Changers, right?
The World Changers, right. Yeah. And so because they had settled, unfortunately, with the Collier County Schools, Orange County Schools just capitulated entirely and said, okay, we'll have passive distribution of Bibles just like you did in Collier County. So our chapter, David Williamson and the,
Central Florida Freethought Community.
Yeah, he has been working closely with Andrew Seidel, our staff attorney, trying to protest that. And of course, our position is we don't think atheists belong in the schools with passive distribution any more than Bible bangers do. But if they're going to be there, we're going to be there. And so we were very grateful, Daniel, for all your help at your own high school.
And didn't you tell me that a school vehicle was used to distribute the Bibles or something?
I've heard something about that, that one of the schools had staff members using a truck to help move Bibles. I don't have any very solid evidence on that, so I can't speak too intelligently about it. But it is clear that the school was more inclined to let the Christian group sort of do whatever they wanted with the distribution, and they kept a much closer eye on us.
I wonder
why.
Now, that
could mean two things. Right. There are two possibilities, and I'll let you pick which one you like better, but it could be because they just like Christians better, and they don't like atheists, and they want Bibles, but not, you know, Thomas Paine being in the hands of students. Or maybe it's because now their eyes have been opened, and they've realized it's dangerous for us to let groups do whatever they want. So over the last 3 months, they've learned that, and they would have kept a closer eye on any group if they'd come in. It would be interesting for science to see if a Christian group came into the schools now, whether they'd be monitored that closely.
I guess, though, that our take on this would be that they aren't treating the groups equitably because there was so much censorship of our literature. And
that's also true. We submitted several books like A Letter to a Christian Nation by Sam Harris.
Which is really quite benign.
Yeah. Well, I was censored. I was censored too. A couple of my non-tracts, "Why Jesus" and "Dear Believer," were struck off the list of approved. What did the school district say? This material is likely to cause a substantial disruption among students who
and it's age inappropriate
to tell them that Jesus did not rise from the dead.
And of course, we were pointing out, well, the Bible that they permitted to be distributed presents the resurrection as fact, so you have to be allowed to criticize that. So so I guess we're a little skeptical right now of the school district's intentions, but can you tell us what it was like? I know that you were kind of forbidden from interacting, but what kind of response did you get during the school
day? You know, first of all, his group was separate from the outside groups because he's an inside club, so they didn't have to follow those rules. And what did happen then?
So you can imagine how frustrating that is. We did our best to explain to our principal that we're not with them, we're our own thing. But our principal was still very concerned about the law and making sure that she didn't get anyone at the school in trouble. So it's ironic, really, that they were blocking us from doing what we had the right to do in order to protect everyone's rights.
So were you allowed to staff the table and just stand there, you know, silently or answer questions, or what happened?
Well, we figured that we should try to do our best, so we didn't want to follow the rules because we knew they weren't for us, but we still cut our losses and followed the rules as best as we could. So if you made a Venn diagram of the materials that were approved and the materials that my club had gotten from Secular Student Alliance, all that was left was "What is an Atheist" by Secular Student Alliance.
Really?
So we just said, forget it, we'll do our best, we'll put that out, and we'll leave the table alone because at the very least we can use this opportunity to give kids access to these materials. So maybe 10 or 15 took them. Certainly we saw people reading them, but I really think even if one person comes to think differently about atheism now, it would be entirely worth it.
Now, one of the women who distributed literature in one of the other schools from us outsiders, I think her name was Raquel, She said she was there passively putting the literature because it was supposed to be a passive policy. You don't talk to kids. You don't interact with them. She was putting the literature on the table, and a student came up to her and said, oh, this is great stuff. Oh, wow, I'm glad to see this on campus, and tell me more about it. And she had to say, I'm not allowed to talk to you. I'm sorry. I'd love to, but I'm not allowed to talk with you. I bet you that rule was not enforced when the Bibles were distributed.
Oh, no, they talked to me. I mean, the outside sponsor of Fellowship of Christian Athletes knows who I am, so she's careful with me. But, right, I talked to one of the volunteers. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, okay. My phone made a noise. One of the volunteers from Fellowship of Christian Athletes spoke to me about Jesus and the Bible and how important those things are, and I just let him talk to test whether he was willing to talk to people. But yes, absolutely, he spoke to me in no uncertain terms about the importance of the Bible. So he wasn't terribly concerned about the law and got away with it.
Yeah. Well, now, in terms of the Bible or the passive distribution, both the Bible and the alternatives to the Bible that took place last Thursday, did this make any kind of dent in your school? Was there talk about it? Did students seem to be aware of it?
Well, there was definitely talk. I think people pay some attention to what the club, Wekiva Atheist and Secular Alliance, does. And I think in the weeks leading up to it, we did our best to generate enthusiasm. And in fact, while we were negotiating with administration about being allowed to set up our table, several people came over trying to get materials, people who knew about the distribution. So at least some of my friends were excited about it. There was absolutely no real opposition to it. Nobody came up and attacked our, you know, tried to destroy our materials or were mean to us. However, at Boone High School, there is a fascinating news clip where they interviewed a girl who said quite clearly, yes, I saw those atheist materials and I didn't like that, so I dumped water on them.
Yeah, and actually, I saw that. Huh. And I think they showed some of the water drenched material. So can you imagine?
A baptism. She was baptized.
If it makes you feel any better, I spoke to one of my friends at Boone High School who said that after that happened, the materials were still legible. Huh. So I suppose her plan didn't work out quite as well as planned.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor here with Dan Barker, and we are talking with high school senior Daniel Koster from Wekiva High School outside Orlando about a passive distribution of atheist and free thought literature to counter Bibles in the schools in Florida last week. And we'll come back and talk to Daniel Koster some more about what it's like to have a secular student alliance club in a high school in the Baptist Bible Belt of Florida.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we are talking with an activist high school senior, 18-year-old Daniel Koster, who has started a secular student alliance club in Central Florida and worked with FFRF and our chapter there and other secular groups to protest passive so-called distribution of Bibles in schools earlier in the spring by putting out atheist and free thought literature. And Daniel, yours was the only high school that I know of these 11 that has a secular student alliance club. Is that right?
Well, not quite. There are several others in this area who have secular student alliances. And since Wekiva Atheist and Secular Alliance got started, I've worked with about 5 other high schools to get clubs started. However, I think of the schools that received distributions, because we only did schools that got Bibles, I think only one had a secular student alliance, but they're just now getting off the ground, and you can imagine when you're first starting out, it can be difficult to organize an effort like this. So, but if we hope this kind of distribution is never necessary again, but
yeah,
it is, we hope that other schools will be much more able to put out tables themselves.
I mean, we just think this is so inappropriate, and it's just the evangelists putting their foot in their door. There are tons of court decisions saying Gideons, for example, can't come into the schools and distribute Bibles. And now they're trying to do this so-called passive distribution, and we're protesting it. But let's talk about the Secular Student Alliance Club. What is it called again?
Sure. It's called Wekiva Atheist and Secular Alliance, or WASA for short.
WASA? And when did
I mostly chose the name because the acronym sounds so good.
And it's in, did you say it's Apopka?
It's at Wekiva High School, which is in the town of Apopka, just north of Orlando, Florida.
And so how many kids are part of the club?
Sure. Well, we get maybe 6, 8, 10 for each meeting. High school can be weird because it can be hard for kids to get rides home, and a lot of them are in different activities. So there is a huge crowd who is supportive of the club, but not everyone can get to meetings. But we do tend to have more than enough at meetings to have lively discussions and to make decisions and come up with ideas for what the club should do.
So why did you start an atheist secular club on a high school campus?
Good question. I find that many atheists face some form of discrimination in high school. I find that when I tell people I'm an atheist, they're often not too happy about it. You know, many teachers tend to show some kind of not preference for atheists. So I thought, and also a lot of people in high schools tend to think that if they're Christian, theirs is the only way of thinking, that Christian is sort of the normal for people. That's how people think. And I wanted a way to expose people to different ways of thinking, and this is one different way of thinking. And I would be thrilled if a Jewish club started, or a Muslim club started, or pagans, or anyone, just because I think education is about exposure to different ideas and ways of thinking. And if we want our students to be prepared for American life, they should be exposed to different kinds of people. So that's something I hope to do with the club, and I think it has worked. I think it's much less common now to encounter somebody who's not familiar with atheism or hasn't thought about it. And I certainly hope that a lot of people have at least thought about their views. It's not my goal to make people atheists, but I just want people to, I want to encourage people to think more about what they believe and why they believe it.
Well, and I don't think having a goal of making quote-unquote people atheists would be such a bad thing, because what we really want to do is promote the Enlightenment. We don't want everyone to reinvent the wheel of having to think their tortured way out of superstitions that they've imbibed as small children. And so I think that actually that would be just dandy to
I don't think you make someone atheist. You unmake their religion and restore them to the default natural human atheistic state.
Or just as you're saying, open their minds to critical thinking.
So I think once their minds are open and once people start thinking about why they believe what they believe, it's very likely that most of them will give up their religion.
So you students started this club on your own, basically. Was there some outside group that came in and said, hey, we want to encourage you to start a group? Or was this just your own kind of individual thoughts?
Well, I can't give enough credit to Secular Student Alliance, who provided all kinds of resources and free stuff and advice for how to start the club. But Secular Student Alliance did not show up at the school and say there needs to be a club here. I think that may be how some Christian groups work, but it's certainly not how WASA got started. I decided with some friends that this would be a good thing, and some people who knew me encouraged me to do it. And then we sought Secular Student Alliance's help. But no, it was an effort by students with a little help from teachers, but it was something that we decided to do.
So it was bottom-up rather than a hierarchical top-down kind of thing.
And you said with a little help from teachers, so you were able to find a faculty advisor, because that can be a problem for secular groups.
It shouldn't be a problem, though. Yes, we were able to find one. Our psychology teacher, Mr. Charbonneau, was very helpful, very willing, and once in a while he manages to talk about atheism in class, but he's never too fancy about it. But yes, we were able to find a sponsor. However, there's a law in the books called the Equal Access Act that applies in high schools and I think colleges, but certainly in high schools. And it says, the main clause of it is that if a school has any non-academic clubs, it has to allow everyone, and that includes atheists. But it also says that if a student is unable to find a sponsor for a group, the school has to provide one.
But they often quibble over that. We've had a lot of kids, you know, we've had to write letters representing students.
Well, because the students don't know that.
Because the principals don't know it. So even though the law is there, we have to enforce it. You didn't have to complain about that. You were able, they agreed with the law.
Yes, we were lucky.
Yeah.
And we were lucky that we found a teacher who was passionate about it, because it is possible we'd get stuck with a sponsor who didn't care or didn't even agree with us.
Were you raised religious, Daniel?
I was raised Jewish, but sort of a liberal, moderate kind of Jewish, the kind of Jewish where if the rabbi asks, why do you think this kind of thing happens in the Torah? And you say, because it's the book of ancient tribal fairy tales. He might say, well, that's a possibility. What are some other possibilities? They're very open. And I find that Judaism in general tends to be more conducive to questioning and doubting even. And I would imagine that many of the Jews who come from the kind of tradition I came from also reach the same sorts of conclusions that I do.
So
I really don't have any hard feelings about my Jewish upbringing or any of the rabbis. I feel like they were all pretty good to me.
Were you Reform or?
Yes, Reform would be.
So it's very liberal. Now, Daniel, you told us during the break that you are going to be going to New College of Florida in Sarasota, and you plan to major in something scientific. Is that right?
something scientific or something. I'm still very, very agnostic about that. But I certainly plan to start a secular student alliance group there.
Well, that was my next question.
Oh, good. New College is a very liberal school, so I'd imagine there's not a whole lot of persecution against atheists or a lot of threats to church-state separation. But I still think it's important to establish a community there. And also, I found that WASA is useful as a starting point for church-state activism in the larger community. I mean, with this distribution, we already had a network in place that allowed us to coordinate with Central Florida Freethought community. So I find that if there's ever a threat to church-state separation in Sarasota, which is where that school is, that we will already have a team in place that can address it. And in fact, just about half an hour north, there is a national park that has a 60-foot cross on it. So we will, I think I already have something to start working on when I get there.
Yeah, well, send us some of that info too, and we'll get our attorneys on that. And of course, they've got plenty to do. Well, congratulations for all your activism, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan, and thank you, Dave McCann, who produces and engineers Free Thought Radio. We record in Madison, Wisconsin. Find out more about Free Thought Radio at ffrf.org/radio.
You can ask for more information at ffrf.org, request an introductory packet and a sample of our newspaper Free Thought Today. But if you've been listening to this show for 6+ years and haven't joined yet, just go ahead and join at ffrf.org. You support our broadcast, our 13 lawsuits, and we have 3 more planned, including 1 in Florida, and our growing staff of 13 activists. So tune in next week for more Rational Radio and Blasphemous Broadcasting.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker. I hope someday